taking time out of my busy coding week to bring you today's news yesterday. I don't know if you can notice in my voice already, and I don't know if you're listening to the Symphony podcast. It's, yes, as I mentioned last week, I was on a trip. I had some airplane time, and no, I didn't do the editing on the airplane. I did it on the bus. But I've got a whole bunch of... No, the Symphony's back up. You should go to iTunes. It's there. The Symphony. But what? No, that's where I get political, so I don't have to get political here. If I don't get my American politics and my Asian politics out of the way in the Symphony podcast, the editorial thing, it looks like Symphony, but it's editorials. I know it's going to throw some people off, but you know, why not? I mean, you know, news is biased, so Symphony might as well be news, right? Yes, George, the people in Reed Rapids want to know that I still have my blank sheet of paper here that I'm rattling around just so that it feels like I'm holding something. That is a huge lesson in marketing. And by the way, I had an amazing talk today with a friend from America. He called me. I was his piano teacher when he was 7. And now he's in college. Humanity is not finished. It keeps growing. Argument for population control. My goodness. Maybe I'll join the Rockefellers and get on board with population control. Oh, have you heard the population control arguments? What will we do about disease? How will we... Oh, you got to vaccinate everybody, right? Right. I don't want... No, I don't want to talk about population control, George. No, I don't want to talk. I want to talk about my lung problem. Can't you hear it in my lungs? Yes, I'm here in Asia, and the weather's changing, and the air is dirty, and I've got this air filter. And if you don't have an air filter in your house or your apartment, you need one. Any cheap old air filter will filter a lot of garbage out of the air. I met two people here in Taiwan from China, and they have this, it's a nose problem. It's a type of infection in and around their nose, and there's no known cure for it. So here in Taiwan, they get special surgery, which goes and cuts something, and that stops. But they have this permanent, supposedly, anyhow, I don't know, colloidal silver would probably cure it. The interesting thing that came up is how Sunday morning is a suicide cult. I know. No, before you get all, my buddy yesterday, Jesse, you just hate the church. Now, I wouldn't hate the church. I love the church. I don't like the captors that hold it hostage on the wrong day of the week, making it shut up and become anemically dependent on the smartest guys in the room who've only failed them. I mean, by all standards by which you measure a pastor, Sunday morning has failed. Numbers are down. They're supposed to be up. People aren't believing the indoctrination. They're walking away from it. You know what? You know, Christians think, they've been programmed to think that repenting is the victory, and it's not. Repenting is a step to changing your actions, and changing your actions leads to success in small ways, and the success and the prosperity leads you on to victory. It's Joshua 1:8. Go read it. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. God's giving the first 5 books of the Bible to Joshua. You know, you read all this stuff. You read all this stuff in college. These professors talk about how Mark was the first gospel and Matthew and Luke made it up according to Mark. And then Mark changed something. And then Matthew went and changed something. And then it's all made up. That's not Bible study. If you really want to know whether the Bible is genuine, the argument for the Bible is not the overwhelming archaeological evidence. Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, The Case for Christ, The Evolution Handbook, all go get them. There are other books. They're out there. Those are true, but they are not the reason why the Bible is what it claims to be. The Bible claims to be useful. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. The Bible is real. It is what it claims to be because it works. But how it works is you read it every day. You don't read about how some professor who doesn't believe it says it's fake. That's not Bible study. You read the Bible every day and it will change you into the person you want to become. But Sunday morning isn't it. Sunday morning is a professional freeloader who only studies the Bible, doesn't know how to make money, tries to teach a bunch of people who are poor how to make money to give to him. And it doesn't work. It's imploding. Sunday morning loses money. Well, Christianity is based on Judaism. Since when did Jews want to lose money? Tell me one parable Jesus had where he rewards someone for losing money. Now go look at Jesus' parables. The master, the guy that makes money, that's the guy that Jesus talks well of in his parables. Paul says, everything's okay, you can do it, but it's not all going to be profitable. Jewish talk. It's Sunday morning. No, you've got a job description invented by Constantine. This is clergy thing, a professional freeloader. Where studying Bible is his trade. Studying the Bible was never a trade anywhere in the Bible. Jesus was a carpenter for 30 years. Until he was 30. Paul was a tent maker. And so many Christians, they look at Joshua 1:8, they think reading the Bible. Well, that's the end. No, there's a next thing. You do it. And then you get to some groups. Okay, obey God to the end. No, obeying him makes sense. It's practical. It will lead you to prosperity. If you read the Bible so that you can do it, actually. And then you prosper because it's useful, you know. And then you got the health and wealth crowd. Yay, prosperity. That's not the end, folks. It's victory over evil. It's victory over injustice. All that prosperity and that profitability leads you to be able to, what's the term? Kick donkey. And these are the best kept secrets. But Sunday morning, my friends, it was always a suicide cult. And I mean, before you go nuts, I mean, seriously, Jim Jones had gunmen. He berated people that wanted to leave. And most of the people were held down and injected. And what's Sunday morning do? It gets everybody meeting, everybody becoming anemic, everybody being involved in a failed system that's controlled by untested and proven to fail academics. It's all theory that runs it, not how it works. They preach the gospel as if Jesus is news. Jesus is old news. You've got to clarify Jesus. Jesus was our substitute, and that's it. Study the Bible every day. You don't need Sunday morning. That's the gospel. That's the news. You don't need Sunday morning. Because Jesus finished it. He was the substitute for sin. That's it. It's the end. You believe it, you're Christian. That's it. That seems to be news to people. But Sunday morning won't teach you to do that. Instead, they teach you to give money week after week to put your names in a government-registered phone book thing that they keep. So the Antichrist can come along, know where all the Christians are going to be on Sunday morning, have all their names and addresses if they're not there, and kill them all like Jim Jones did. It wasn't mass suicide. It was a suicide cult because they entered something where their leader killed them. And when the Antichrist kills all the Christians on a Sunday morning, it's going to be suicide. They're not going to be martyred. They didn't have to be there on Sunday morning. I don't know if you're Christian or not Christian, but I hope that it's music to your ears that Sunday morning is not. They do not have a patent on knowing Jesus or the Bible. So I should probably get to the point. Preachers who do not walk and live and breathe every moment in God's voice can't preach God's voice. They will pack their sermons full of contingency plan after contingency plan for how to survive without God's moment-by-moment directions. So, Bible teachers prepare their audience to attempt the impossible, to survive when God doesn't show up. But God isn't going anywhere, and he hasn't gone anywhere. When we can't hear God's voice, we don't need contingency plans. We need to connect with him so we can hear him. Studying contingency plans rather than studying his voice won't achieve that. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.